This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So one of my friends sent me a note. He says, Kevin, what do you think about this $50,000 that the Democrats are proposing in college relief? And I said, well, I see everything that happens in education as racist. And he's an older white guy. He goes, that's what I was thinking. And I said, yeah, why? Because just to see if he's tracking, because he's been taught by me to think differently. Welcome, by the way, everybody. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, part of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So he says to me, well, I don't think black kids are getting that much money. He says these white kids get, you know, a lot more money to go to the better schools. So they're getting the full $50,000. Theoretically, they get the full 50 grand. Black kids don't. Okay, that's one way to look at it. And, but you could also argue the point that if a black kid takes $35,000 to school and it's all paid off, and a white kid takes $75,000 to school and only $50,000 is paid off and he's left with $25,000 in debt, it's not exactly racist. So he's like, just trying to put some logic to it. You know what I'm saying? Because my buddy's trying to figure this out. There's something about it that he knows is racist, but he can't put his finger on it. And I love these conundrums because it makes you white folks think. You have to go, what would Kevin be thinking about this? Yeah, so you've got both got 50 grand, but one of them can only use 35. Debt's paid off. No big deal. No harm, no foul, right? White kid's got some debt left over. He went to a better school. So I explained to him. I said, the real part of it that's the problem is what happens after. I said, so, you know, more white kids, they use the money, they get through school, they get the good jobs, they pay off the 25 grand, whatever's left over from the 50, and life goes on. I said, but here's the problem with the black kid. Because 60% of these kids are not going to finish college, they'll get their debt paid off, but who's there to pick up the pieces? Are they going to pay for the psychological debt that's occurred? You know what I'm saying when I'm talking about the psychological debt? The psychological debt of failure? No, nobody's going to talk about that because, see, that's the biggest piece. You may be the first person in your family to go to college as a black kid. You go. You flunk out. Yeah, you don't have any debt. But guess what? You don't have a degree. People are going to ask you, hey, man, I heard you went up to so-and-so. You went to Cornell. Which we'll be talking about Cornell here in a little bit. But you went to one of these good schools. What happened? Oh, man, it wasn't for me. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to come back, you know, but, and you start making excuses. Why? Because, well, sadly, you didn't make the grade. They fooled you into taking the debt to begin with. What probably should have happened is, let me put it to you this way. If one of my kids showed that he had no ability for college, you better get your butt into junior college, go spend $2,000, and you're going to work to pay for it because you're going to understand the need for education. But we're going to figure out what you do well, before we start spending a bunch of money on you in college. That's how this is going to work. But, you know, doesn't happen. They convince these black kids, hey, we're going to curve your grades, man. We'll get you up there with old Chang. Don't worry about it. You'll be able to compete with Chang. And while Chang has gone on to get his degree and, move back to China and start selling trade secrets or something, you're going to be flunked out. And there's, I don't know how you guys feel. Have you ever, I mean, the idea of feeling qualified for something, that somebody convinced you you're qualified, I can only put it in fight terms. That's what I'm thinking right now. We had a buddy and he was told he took a fight with the guy who had become the world champion. And they had film on the guy from 3 years earlier. And we're all watching the film, and we're saying, all of us helping this guy prep for his fight. And we're going, you can beat that guy. You could beat this guy. We're looking at this three-year-old film of the now champ, and nobody told us it was 3 years old. We're looking at it, and I go, you can beat that guy. So we convinced him. We trained based on that film, trained him on that film. And you know what happened? He became the agony of defeat video because the champ, I'm not exaggerating this, kicked him out of the ring. And you know what the deal was? It was 3-year-old film. The guy had gotten a lot better in those 3 years. We weren't watching the real deal. And so there's nothing worse than not being prepared for the thing that you think you're preparing for. That's the moral of the story. And what these people are doing is they're not preparing these black kids for what they're going to face at the higher level. Best news ever. Let me tell you guys a quick story. So my son, I've been working with this kid when having to train him because they were home making us homeschool. So I didn't like his algebra curriculum. I said, well, you're going to learn calculus and you're going to understand how algebra fits into calculus. Because what you need to understand about math is if you don't understand the basic building blocks, it's not going to work for you. You know what he told me the other day? He says to me, this is a kid that would cry. He would, man, when I tell him to go get his math book, he would, oh! And you know what he told me the other day? He says, Dad, math is easy. I said, what? He says, math is easy. I said, what makes it easy? And he goes, it's just easy. It's very linear. I mean, you know, if you know this, it goes that. I said, what makes it easy? And he looked at me, he goes, my dad being a pain in the butt and making me laugh. I said, exactly. And now he approaches his math class like it's no big deal, which is exactly what I told him. You want to go into class knowing I know the material. It isn't that big of a deal. How do you? I ask him all the time. I go, how does that feel when you know something cold? He goes, it's a good feeling. Exactly. I don't know if you're going to grow up and be a mathematician. I don't know if you're going to grow up and be a linguist. I don't know. But here's what I do know. When you know your craft, at least to a base level, to where you can communicate and get, there's no better feeling. Well, you know what's, if there's no better feeling, you want to know what there's no worse feeling about? There's no worse feeling than thinking you're prepared for something and finding out you're not. It is a horrible revelation. And black kids feel it all the time. So yeah, take your little $50,000 leftist because that's not going to solve the problem.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. If you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
America, you better wake up. You better wake up to the abject racism. You better wake up to the idea of people separating people by mask and not mask, by sexual preference, by gender, etc. They're adding to the list. Mask versus non-mask. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You're listening to the radio piece of it. I happen to be the host, and my name is Kevin Jackson. And I've imparted knowledge upon you for the better part of a decade that, quite frankly, would go into the, I don't know, Radio Hall of Fame if anybody listened to the program. We have imparted some jewels, and I'm not just saying it so I can pat myself on the back, because all of my words are God-inspired. Many times I don't even remember what the heck I say. It's total honest truth. Somebody will listen to them one of these days and go back and say, wow, how profound. I don't know that I'll get equated to the great Thomas Sowell, but I've dropped some beauties on this program. And I'm telling you right now, you better wake up, America. You are losing this country over nonsense. They've separated us based on color. Let me tell you something. We're doing something for Heritage on critical race theory. And my opening statement is, critical race theory wants to separate you by your race. Run your DNA. And then tell me that you can do that. Because I'm going to tell you, outside of the Jewish people, which they tend to be much more homogeneous than most other groups, and maybe some Native Americans, which, by the way, I mean, I'm talking about on the reservation, there are very few groups that don't have somebody's blood in them other than the one that they are aspiring to. In other words, if you think you're white, I challenge you. I challenge your whiteness. And I doggone Skippy challenged the blackness of many of these clowns that act as if they're blacker than Malcolm X. I did blacker than Miles Davis, I should say, because Malcolm X wasn't that black. I actually did a Kev Talks where I said, you got to be kidding me. Ben Jealous, who ran the NAACP, that Negro is more white than he is black. Rangel, congressman from New York, more white than he is black, probably more Hispanic. His real name is probably Rangel, which is Hispanic. John Conyers? You see that light-skinned wavy hair? Let me tell you something. Half black at least. I mean, half white at least. Well, half black too. And I could go on. There are many of these black folks acting like they are blacker than midnight, and they have more white blood in them than anything. They're more European than anything. I talk about my DNA all the time because why? I'm proud of who I am. All the things that made up me is the reason why I bring you what I think is one of the most excellent radio programs around and the most excellent information about this subject. I'm happy to debate it. It's funny, I got all these people, the Breakfast Club has had me on twice. They call me Coon of the Week. But you know what they won't do? They won't call me to come on their show. Because you know what? I'll clown those fools. I'll look at Charlemagne the God and I'll say, hey, why don't you run your DNA and let's see what you have. And we'll bring him on the show and we'll see just how black you are, Charlemagne the God. Because I'm going to predict he's probably 15 to 20% white. We'll talk about race issues. Can you, if you're 20% black, I mean 80% black, can you fully represent black people if you're 80% black? I'm 79% black. When I'm complaining, I don't complain about black issues, but if I do, does the 21% of my white have to negate the other? How do you calculate it? I would really like to know. But we got all these people they call black. They have this saying, I was trying to think of it the other day, black, indigenous, or as a person of color, they call them BIPOCs. And I told you, a friend of mine said she can't get certain work anymore because she needs to be a BIPOC. And I told her, declare yourself black. Her husband, I don't know, I don't know what they are, to be honest with you. They look white to me, could be Jewish, whatever. But the point is, declare yourself something else. Call yourself Shaniqua, not Susan, or whatever it may be. I'm not going to say her name because I don't want to get her in trouble. But the point is this. Why is there supposed to be some special status for me? There is a person of color exemption for the flu shot at Cornell. Students at Cornell University can use their status as a, quote, person of color to be exempt from the university's flu vaccine requirement. First of all, I wouldn't go to a school that has a flu vaccine requirement. Shove it up your butt. I'm not taking your flu shot. You want me as a student? My academics is what gets me into school, not my history of my, that's got to be a violation of HIPAA. Have you had your flu shot? Yes. Well, we'll need to see your records. No, you won't. HIPAA. Here's what they say. Students who identify as black, indigenous, or person of color may have personal concerns about fulfilling the compact requirement based on historical injustices and current events. That's their health vaccine requirement, frequently asked question. It's on the thing. They can send a private message to Cornell Health in order to request a non-medical or a non-religious exemption for the immunization. Unbelievable. This is the nonsense that we are dealing with because black people BIPOCs, black indigenous people of color. That's the escape clause for us. There was in Wisconsin, they were saying, you don't have to wear a mask if you're black. Okay, why? It supposedly Wu flu kills, according to the left, kills blacks more than it kills anybody else. But you don't need to wear a mask because you're a BIPOC and we don't want to discriminate against you. What they're telling you is you don't need the stupid mask. unbelievable, this country. I think of the abject nonsense that we're put through, and I ask myself, really? This is where we've gotten? Hey, white people, let me warn you. White conservatives, you better start fighting for your rights. You better get rid of this passive attitude about this nonsense, and you better start speaking up. And you better start talking about, I don't give a crap about your BIPOCs. I am a member of this society. I am a tax-paying citizen who had nothing to do with the color that I was born with. And I will not be held responsible for it. And I won't watch if somebody else gets preferential treatment because of something that supposedly happened in the past. Have you analyzed my past? Do you know anything about me as a person or the supposed group I belong to as a people? Let me explain something to you. There is no group of people in America. There's no Swedes or Scandinavians, if you want to lump them all together. There's no blacks, Latins, or whatever. There's one America. And you better start treating us that way. Why do you think I started a group called Unhyphenated America? For that reason. You can find out more about them at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So I'm just saying, white people, how long are you going to take it? You've done nothing wrong. America is one amalgam of all these different cultures that makes us great, and they're still coming down on you as if you've done something. You didn't do anything to anybody. But they want to give special treatment? What are you talking about? That's an insult. It's an insult to you. It's an insult to black folks. It's an insult to this country. These leftists claim this is what they want to get, make a colorblind society. And what do? Exactly the opposite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence received a COVID-19 vaccination on live TV alongside Second Lady Karen Pence and U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams. President-elect Joe Biden set to receive the COVID-19 vaccine in public on Monday. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris set to receive it the following week. As a government shutdown looms, Congress is also working to solidify a COVID-19 relief bill. House Majority Whip James Clyburn saying he's hopeful they will come to an agreement.
What we need to do is close the deal today, hopefully get a vote tonight or in the morning, and that will spread joy throughout the land.
The South Carolina Democrat saying he doesn't want to go home for the holidays without doing what needs to be done for the American people. And you're listening to USA Radio News. White House officials and congressional leaders are trying to address a number of lingering policy disagreements as they race to finalize an approximately $900 billion coronavirus relief package. As the negotiations continue, former New York Republican Congressman Nan Hayworth tells CNBC moderates are playing a huge role in the negotiations.
Well, you know, having been one of the centrist voices in a, you know, relatively raucous Republican majority, but, you know, not a commanding Republican majority against a Democratic Senate and White House in the 112th Congress, look, it is those more moderate voices who do actually move policy forward, and but, you know, they back up leadership.
Atlanta-based Coca-Cola cutting 2,200 jobs around the world because of a decline in sales blamed on the pandemic. A spokesman saying 1,200 of those jobs will be here in the United States. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I ended up getting enormous support in these pretty conservative, rural, largely white communities when I was a senator, and that success was repeated when I ran for president in the first race in Iowa. You know, by my second year in office, I'm not sure if I could make that same connection, because now those same people are filtering me through Fox News and Rush Limbaugh and an entire conservative media infrastructure that was characterizing me in a way that suggested I'd look down on those folks or I had nothing in common with them. You know, part of what changed is that back then, you know, if I went into a small town in southern Illinois, I could probably visit the local editor of the newspaper, who might be a conservative guy with a bow tie and a crew cut, probably, you know, doesn't have much use for Democrats generally, but, you know, was somebody who adhered to journalistic norms, was curious, was interested, believed in facts. I could sit down with that guy and, you know, he might write an editorial saying, he's a young liberal kid from Chicago, but he seemed sensible, has some good ideas. And so that's how people were receiving me, with a different set of assumptions than they would today. And it's yet one more example of how the connections that I may see may get harder to make if we're only understanding people through our phones and our screens, and we're not having the kinds of face-to-face conversations where, by virtue of that conversation and experience, we can recognize ourselves in each other.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That, of course, was Obama trying to make excuses for his presidency and the lack of being able to reach across the aisle, be reasonable. You know, he has recently talked about defending the police. We can't defund the police, he says. Caught a lot of flack. Now he's making the rounds. He's making the popular rounds. You know what I'm saying? He's making the, he's going on these, I saw him, a commercial of him doing an interview. He's going to go on this show where these two black guys do the interview, and they're pop culture icons of sorts. But he's going to make the popular vote round. You know, the type of thing that used to be a big deal, it could propel you. You know, when you went on to the late night talk shows, it could propel you. Nobody watches them anymore. So now that he's pimping his book, he's got to get out there and say to us, hey, listen, I was a reasonable guy. I got enormous support in the white rural communities when I was a senator. He did. Barack Obama seemed like a breath of fresh air. He was a good-looking guy, you know, articulate and clean, as they like to say. And he, you know, he spoke well in the sense of what was going to be the teleprompter material. He's like Rubio. He's got his stump speech, and that's what he has. And, yeah, he came off, I don't know how people saw this, but they tried to see him as a moderate. Like, he seems reasonable. He's light-skinned and speaks well. He seems reasonable. He was a wolf in sheep's clothing. And you're seeing that. And he wants you to believe that he was reasonable the whole time he was spying on Trump's campaign and leading this clandestine activity for the coup. The first coup attempt where he weaponized the Department of Justice against Trump, but he wonders, why didn't people like me? Why don't people like me? I don't understand. He goes on. He says, I repeated that support of rural white community in Iowa. And by my second year in office, those people were filtering him, he said, through the lens of Rush Limbaugh and Fox News. Maybe, Barack, they were filtering you through the work that you were doing. They were filtering you through the idea that you were closing down Gitmo, that you were already sold out to the Chinese, that you were already sold out to the special interests of the global climate change alarmists, and you were giving our tax dollars to people, to failing companies like Enter One and Solyndra, who did nothing in the way of green energy, that you had made us believe that global climate change was the biggest existential threat to the world and to America, and you were pumping money into things that had no benefit to the nation. You joined the Paris Climate Accords. You were on your way to essentially giving Iran the nuclear bomb. You gave them tons of money so that they could continue their reign of terror, which you haven't heard much about recently, have you? Under Trump, you targeted conservatives with the IRS. You were killing vets on waiting lists. You were running guns into Mexico so you could get more illegals into the country. You were fomenting racism at every turn. You wanted to allow people that have no stake in this country to have the same sovereignty as voters. And you wonder why you were separated from us. You passed Obamacare, something that 60% of this nation flatly refused and did not want. You forced it down our throats with a lie that you knew was a lie. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. And he talks about journalistic norms? Seriously? The guy that targeted journalists and said, I'll put you in jail. The guy that essentially now has a whipping boy for journalists. We don't have any journalists in the mainstream news anymore. And this is the guy that says, hey, overlook all that. Overlook the racial strife that I caused. Overlook, he wants to defend the police, the very guy who put a target on their backs. It's a rewriting of Obama. Look, if you like Obama, if you find him reasonable, I don't care. Here's my thing. I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't like Obama. I don't dislike Obama. What I will tell you is if you look at his policies, if you look at his record and you can still say this guy did a good job, I don't get it. Trade deficits through the roof. What did he do? Nothing. He didn't address trade. He was status quo. He didn't look at it the right way. Taxes? While professing to want you to pay more, he wasn't until he got this fake Nobel Peace Prize that he gave away the $1 million, which is strictly symbolic because at that point he knew he wouldn't need the money. Barack Obama had never paid more than, I'm thinking charity here, giving the charity. He didn't give the charity. And these guys, all of them have an opportunity to pay more in taxes after they do their taxes. They could say, you know what? I'm only paying a 20% nominal rate. I want to pay 35. Let me add 15%. Find me a politician that's done that, that added. Any of them that have talked about tax, you know, policy. All the liberals that talk about, hey, we need to raise the taxes. Find me one of them that said,
Just ask your liberal friends. Say, hey, you talk often about taxes. When you get your taxes done by your accountant, do you tell them, you know what? I didn't pay enough. Add another 10% and put that on my tax bill. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I know a lot of leftists who talk a lot of smack, but I don't know a single one that said, add, now I'm not talking about round it up to the nearest hundred or something like that, or give $2, you know, to the widows and orphans fund that they really check off a box. I'm saying significant. I only paid $25,000, $50,000 in taxes. I think I need to pay another $25,000. Here you go, government. Find me one. I'm sure they exist, but I'll tell you this, I'd be hard-pressed to find a utopian or a unicorn or the Sasquatch before I find one of them. They talk smack and they do nothing. The tax code is set up to where it should be, okay, we're going to take 20%. That's enough for a government to operate. But if you want, you can, and our tax code is this, you can pay a lot more. Here's a checkbox. Add another 5%, whatever. Other. If leftists want to practice what they preach, then put in the amount you want to pay and take it. And then leave the rest of us the hell alone. When we come back, I'm going to walk through the life cycle of a product. Just to show you that the government is replete with money. And you got to be asking yourself, what are they doing with all this money? Because they've got plenty. I don't know if we'll do it this segment, but we'll do it soon. So Obama's talking about, Obama's talking about, why have you moved away from me? And he wants us to forget all these things that he's done. The LGBT gang of the military, the penetration, if you will, of Muslims into our society in a way that is dangerous. And now we learn the Chinese have bought and paid off his vice president. How much money do you think they gave the Clinton Foundation? It's pathetic. But now he wants to make nice. Hey, don't defund the police after I put a target on their back and all of his other crazy ideas. But we're on to him.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What did Ratcliffe say about election fraud and interference?
Well, DNI Radcliffe leads the 17 intelligence agencies, and he has access to the most highly classified information that is held by the U.S. government. And he told CBS News that there was foreign election interference by China, Iran, and Russia in November of this year, and he is anticipating a public report on those findings in January.
I don't want to issue spoiler alerts, but spoiler alert, DNI Radcliffe... That's the deal. He's the only one that has to recognize this. And as Catherine Herridge said, He's got the most information about what happened in this election of anybody. It's funny, though. The leftists who claimed that Russia had interfered in this election, in the 2016 election, now say it's impossible that we had any fraud in our elections. Remember when Obama himself had said, it's, you know, anybody that, he said something along the lines of, anybody says there's fraud in our elections, just they're lying. And then claimed fraud within the next breath. Russian interference. And we know it's a lie. For those of you who are worried, you've been out there, Kevin, what are we going to do? I'm telling you, you just got your answer. That's your answer. I don't want to be a deal breaker, you know, like, but, and this is what I've been telling you guys, and I keep saying this, and I'm going to say it again because I need to. This is why I wasn't worried. This is why this had to happen this way. You can't arrest people in the mass arrest that are going to happen if Trump wins just normal. You can't. When Trump promised to drain the swamp, what do you think he meant? I keep asking everybody that keeps bringing this question up to me. I said, so what if Trump had won in November the 3rd? We know he won. Democrats know he won. Everybody knows he won. What if they had just given it to him? When were they going to implement these Dominion machines? At some point, they were going to do it. Do you think that we could have pushed them this far with any other candidate? The answer is no. Like I always tell you, I say this in everything in life. What seems like, you know, I think it was Melissa telling me the story about a guy who dated a girl and he was like, you know, God, why wouldn't you just let me, you know, be with this girl and marry her and everything else. So, you know, the girl dumps him and he ends up, he marries his wife and they have this great life. They got kids and he sees the girl that he would have married. And I don't know, she's probably a ragamuffin, you know, running around in barefoot and, you know, with her hair undone, looking like, you know, some kind of a who shot John. But and he says to God, you know, thank you for not letting me marry her. Now, the story was more sweet than that. I ain't going to lie. But the point was, you may think that you're getting what you want or what you need, and you're not. And so here's a perfect example. We all, people ask me, Kevin, what do you think is going to happen? I said, Donald Trump will crush Joe Biden. There will be no doubt he won this election. And it was true. I'm not a liar. I don't look foolish. I told you exactly what was going to happen. I didn't know all the cheat was going to be in, but it is. And guess what? When it all, the dust settles and you all have doubted me, and I don't have a secret decoder ring or anything, but I just know, I told you guys, I believe in a living God, and I believe that good in this case has to conquer evil. And I must say, I'm going to be pretty excited when Donald Trump accepts his rightfully earned second term. I'm going to celebrate it. I don't know if I'll be back on Twitter or I'll be on Facebook, but I will celebrate it. I will do a Kev Talks that will blow your mind. I can't wait. These leftists, they've celebrated a steal. And I've been warning them. I've been warning all of you. I said, look, this is not going to be the standard thing. And Ratcliffe is just 17 agencies, this guy, that report to him. And it's been cleaned up a little bit. Still got some work to do. And he reports that there's been some shenanigans. That's all he has to say. They've interfered. Now, as I've said, many of you have been afraid. What are you thinking now? Because the president now has full authority to execute on his executive order from 2018. And he's going to. I think he wants to let the process play out. Here's why I would do it. I'll tell you right now. I would do it because I'd want to see who's on my side. See, McConnell cracked. McConnell cracked. I'm going to go ahead and congratulate President-elect Biden. A little premature, Mitch. So he cracked. People are asking, is Ratcliffe going to crack? Ratcliffe's not going to crack. He just proved it.
He was with the president at the Army-Navy game. You think that was by accident? They already know. They got all the data. They've had it. They've had data. They've had proof. We got all kinds of proof. That anybody coming to me about, well, Kevin, there's more votes here, and we hurt this, and there's another 300 votes over here. I want to just skank slap you, because there's no reason to even be talking to me about proving that the Democrats cheated. They cheated. Period. That's all they do. That's what they do. It's who they are. So now what? They get their cheat victory snatched back. You know what happens when they find out you cheated during something when you get caught? They take away your trophy. But this one's going to be bigger than that. Because you know what? You are now aware. Now, you know what they're shifting to? Georgia. They got to win Georgia. Two races pending. Shouldn't even be close. Probably isn't, to be honest with you. I've seen the polling. They got both Republicans ahead by 1 point. Those Republicans should be ahead by 7 or 8 points minimum. The big cheat. They're going to try it again. They want to take the Senate. They got to get something out of Trump. Trump won the House. I'm not talking about the 29 Republican votes. I'm talking about taking the gavel away from Pelosi. He won it. They cheated on that. Now they're trying to cheat to the Senate. But let me tell you, this is not over. When Trump wins back his presidency, I think they're going to look at everything. But boy, I just want you to imagine for 1 second watching a Whitmer or a Pritzker or a Kemp or a Ducey go to prison over this, be held accountable for the first time in their miserable lives by somebody who's higher ranked and who says, see, you gave up on me too soon, Kemp. You gave up on me too soon, Raffensperger. You gave up on me too soon, Ducey, and all these other rhino Republicans out there fronting, getting your votes, making you believe that they got your back. Ducey made us believe he had our backs in Arizona, and he sold out. McConnell, sellout. Wants us to believe he's got our back. These are spineless jellyfish Republicans who never should be representing us in the first place. Let's end Ducey's career. Let's end Kemp's career. Let's put real conservatives in there. There are people that want to represent us. I was talking to a buddy of mine from Canada. And it's funny to talk to him because he knew more about, like we were talking about the healthcare system. And he's like, you know, he's from Toronto. So he talks like he's from Toronto, says about it. But anyway, he was telling me about the medical system. And I said, our medical system is better than yours. He says his dad's got to get a hernia operation because I got one. He's like, my dad's getting one. He says, yeah, he got diagnosed about 4 months ago. He's getting his operation in February. I said, really? I said, yeah, I went in, got diagnosed. Within a week, you know, a week, whatever. And within a week, schedule my surgery. He goes, yeah, you can't do that in Toronto. I go, yeah, I know. It's a Canadian system. It's got you guys running around down here. But here's the deal. He says, you know what I like about Americans? You can criticize your leaders. You can criticize your president. He goes, Trump is taking more criticism. He says, unfairly so. He knew it. Unfairly so. He wasn't sure if Biden was going to win, but I assured him. I said, Biden's going to win. Don't worry. Tell the people of Canada they're not going to be dealing with a brain-dead moron for president. They got Donald Trump coming back. He was like, really? I mean, he was excited. These people envy us. They envy America's way of life. We were talking about taxes. He told me what he pays if you make $100,000 in Canada. He's like, dude, I would rather live in America and have a pick and choose. 13% tax rate in Canada on retail. Did you know that? I didn't know that. 13%. Anyway, Ratcliffe is the great equalizer. And it's coming. And it's going to come swift.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.